Chapter 39 to 41. Mindless and inconsiderate men, who are also stupid and uneducated, mock and deride us, eagerly wishing to exalt themselves in their own thoughts. For what can a mortal man do? Or what strength is there in one born out of the dust? For it is written, there was no shape before my eyes. Instead, I heard a breath and a voice. What then? Shall a mortal man be clean before the Lord? Or shall a man be blameless in his works, if he does not put faith in his own boys, but perceives perversity in his own messengers? But the heaven is not clean in his sight. Away, you who dwell in houses of clay, and from which we ourselves were also made. He struck them like a moth, and from morning until evening, they no longer exist. They perished without being able to furnish assistance to themselves. He breathes on them, and they passed away, because they had no wisdom. But call out if there is anyone to hear you, or if you shall see any holy messengers. For even anger does away with the mindless man, but envy puts to death the man who has gone astray. But I have seen mindless men taking root, but instead, their habitation was presently consumed. Let their sons be far from salvation, but let them be derided before the gates of their inferiors, and there will be none to deliver them. For righteous men shall eat what was prepared for them, but senseless men shall not be delivered from evils. Therefore, because these things have been made clear to us, and since we have looked into the depths of the divine knowledge, we ought to do all things in order, which the Master has directed us to perform at appointed times. He has directed both the offerings and duty to be carried out, and not carelessly or disorderly, but instead at fixed seasons and periods. And he himself has fixed, according to his supreme counsel, both where and by whom he wishes these things to be performed, in order that everything which is piously done according to his good pleasure may be acceptable to his will. Therefore, those who present their offerings at the appointed season are both acceptable and blessed, for they do not utterly sin, following the laws of the Master. For the chief priest has been assigned his own proper duties, and the priests have had their proper place prescribed. And the Levites have had their own special ministries laid on them. The layman is bound by the commands which pertain to the people. Brethren, let each of you, in your own order, give thanks to God with a complete good conscience, with reverence, not deviating from the fixed rule of the duty prescribed to each of you. Not in every place, brethren, are the daily sacrifices offered, or the free will offerings, or the sin offerings and the trespass offerings, but instead, only in Jerusalem. but there. These things are not offered in any place, but instead, only at the sacrificial altar before the inner sanctum. After, the offering has been carefully inspected for defects by the chief priest and the previously mentioned men who performed their duties. Therefore, those who do anything beyond what is agreeable to his will suffer the penalty of death. You see, brethren, that the greater the knowledge which has been given to us, the greater the danger to which we are exposed.